Ja, wie angekündigt, sprechen wir heute mit einem Aktivisten, der die Delegation der Zapatistas nach Europa diesen Sommer vorbereitet. Und wie schon gesagt, es handelt sich um ein historisches Moment, dass zum ersten Mal die zapatistische Bewegung zum Austausch in andere Länder reist und sich dort mit selbstorganisierten Strukturen und Initiativen des Widerstands trifft. Wie schon im Beitrag gehört, ist die zapatistische Bewegung eine indigene und antikapitalistische Bewegung, die ihren Ursprung mit dem bewaffneten Widerstand gegen die mexikanische Regierung im Jahr 1994 nahm. Gegenstand war damals das NAFTA-Abkommen, aber auch seitdem hat sich viel bewegt mit dem Aufbau der autonomen, selbstverwalteten Gebiete in Chiapas, aber auch mit vielen internationalen Austauschtreffen, Bildungsinitiativen. Und so erscheint die zapatistische Bewegung der gesellschaftlichen Linken in der BRD oft als Vorbild und Hoffnungsträger. Doch nun kommt eben diese Delegation von über 100 Leuten, die Mehrzahl Frauen, nach Europa, um sich angesichts der stark entfremdeten Gesellschaften im Zentrum des Neoliberalismus zu vergewissern, dass es doch noch Orte und rebellische Menschen in Europa gibt. Denn wir alle haben ja genau so viel zusammen. Wir kennen die Erfahrung, gegen das System Widerstand zu leisten. Now I'm speaking to José, who is an active member from Citizen Summons and also involved in the Samir Vive Collective.
I'm a member of the collective called Citizen Summons. It's based in Bonn, Germany, and it was just founded last year. We are very new and very excited to help different causes. One of them is the Zapatistas. So all of our members are supporters of the Zapatistas, and we try to follow their organizing principles. Some of them are to obey, not to command, to serve others, not to serve oneself, to propose, not to impose, and one that I love is to build and not to destroy.
Great. So your organization really incorporates the Zapatista principles, and also currently you're really involved with the organization of this delegation that comes to Europe this summer. Can you maybe first talk about the background and the origin of this idea of the journey of the indigenous movement from Mexico?
Absolutely. I would like, if it's okay with you and the audience, to quote some of the words that the Zapatistas said regarding this trip. They said they want to come to spread the virus, and what they mean is, I will just quote what they say, is, this is our pledge in the face of the powerful train, our canoes, in the face of the thermoelectrical plants, our light, a little light that the Zapatista women put in the care of the women who struggle all over the world, in the face of walls and borders, our collective navigation, in the face of big capital, a common cornfield, in the face of destruction of the planet, a mountain sailing through the small hours of the morning. We are Zapatistas, carriers of the virus of resistance and rebellion. As such, we will go to the five continents. That's all for now. And that was written or published last year in October. Then they wrote something very nice in the next communique. They did six parts of communique, and the last one was on January 1st, where they announced that they will finally come and gave a little bit more details. So one thing that I like is that they say, if you could go to all the corners of this dying planet, what would you do? Well, we don't know what you would do, but we, Zapatistas, nosotros, nosotras, nosotroas, would go to learn. That what I spoke in Spanish is a very inclusive us. They say that to dance too, of course, but I don't think that they are mutually exclusive. If that opportunity exists, we will be willing to risk everything for it. It is not just our individual lives, but also our collective lives. So I think that is a very powerful statement that they say that they see that the only way to go forward and to have a better world, not for a few, but for all, is to risk and to take a chance on humanity and try to connect all these little struggles that are all over the world and to learn from one another. So I think that was very inspiring.
Yes, and that's really an important message, as you said, in Corona times, to say only collectively together we can go forward. And even though there's the virus, we need to exchange and be the rebellious virus across the world. So maybe you can still say a bit what expectations and hopes lie behind this trek, this journey, in terms of connecting and exchanging political ideas.
Absolutely. Thanks for reminding me about this. Just a small clarification. The Zapatistas will also be joined by two other organizations. One is the National Indigenous Congress, the CNI, and the other is the People's Front in Defense of the Land and Water from Morelos, Puebla, and Tlaxcala. Short, I would just call them Frente de Pueblo. They will be sending 160 delegates, most of them women, and they will travel Europe for 2 months. They have planned to arrive in Madrid, the Spanish capital, on August 13th, and that marks the 500 years of the supposed conquest of what is today Mexico. What they want to do is learn, like you said, from all of the struggles, and they have give us some points of what they would like to focus. They would like to focus on the feminist struggle, the Flinta type of organizations that is women, lesbians, non-binary, trans, and agender people. Also on the climate and environment, of course. They also want to talk about migration, anti-fascism, anti-racism. They want to talk about neoliberalism, anti-capitalism, agriculture, food and sovereignty, and also the arts and culture. So they want really to look for everyone that's fighting for life, as they say, and against money, which that's their the analysis they have done from our current system, that our current system always chooses money instead of life. They choose to keep building more highways and destroying nature instead of trying to cultivate something and to make a better life for everyone.
Yes.
I hope that answers to your question.
It's not yes, exactly. Like all the topics and themes that touch upon anti-capitalist movements and resistance. Maybe now that we know all these topics and fields of action that are going to be met this summer, you can say a bit more concretely what kind of encounters or actions are planned. Are there going to be any conferences or any action days? What can we imagine?
That's a great question. And actually, we invite everyone who's listening to go to yabastanets.org. That is yabastanets.org. Because right now, all the plans are being finalized. We cannot tell you what exactly is going to be happening, but every collective that is interested in joining or every individual can propose something, and then together we will come up with a plan to present to the Zapatistas when they are here, and they are ultimately the ones who have to decide what do they want to do. But we know that they are interested in things like the occupation in Lutzerat. They are interested in local labor struggles, basically everything that tries to create or is fighting against this capitalist thing. And there's no specific plan yet, because like I said, it must be first approved by the Zapatistas, and we are currently trying to come up with different proposals. So if anyone wants to join, please go to that page and tell us your ideas. Send us an email. There are different structure groups that do the route coordination, they do translation, they do logistics, they do social media. So whatever you think you can contribute to, if you want to, please do so. And there's also local groups that are trying to organize that you could find out a little bit more, because right now, like I said, there's nothing official, because first it must be approved by the Zapatistas when they're here in Germany.
Yeah, thanks for telling us how to get involved and how to get active in these regional organizations of the Zapatista Trek. So you heard José saying that on the website of yabasta.org, we can all check whether there is any group around us in our region and whether we can get involved in the organization and support infrastructure for the trek. In the declaration, you named it before, the Zapatistas say that they are the virus of rebellion and resistance. What reactions to the journey have you received so far, especially in the times of pandemic where we're all fighting resignation?
Oh, that's a great point that you make. And actually, in this declaration, they invite everyone who agrees to sign it and make that payment for life their own. And there have been, if I'm not mistaken, hundreds of collectives all around the world. You can go there and then you scroll down, and there are a lot of collectives from Greece, from Germany, France, Italy, Finland, even Luxembourg. It's amazing to see that list grow, because I remember when I first saw it and there were just a few collectives, and now to see it expanding every week, it's really it gives me a lot of hope that we can, like the Zapatista said, build a world where many worlds can fit.
Thank you for this really beautiful final phrase. And is there anything else you would like to share with us?
Just two quick things. We're also, like you mentioned at the beginning, there's the Samir Bibe project. You can go to that website and find out more about who Samir Flores Oranes was, who's also was member of the group that is coming with alongside with Zapatistas. That is samirbibe.art. And also this Saturday, we're going to be showing our solidarity with workers in Bad Godesberg near Bonn, because they are fighting against union busting tactics from the Biomarkt Belfeld. So if you can support us and you're here, please join us and let's try to make a better world for all of us. Thank you for this opportunity.
Um die Reise der zapatistischen Delegation zu finanzieren, werden natürlich noch viele Spenden benötigt. Es geht um die Reise von mehr als 100 Personen. Wenn ihr dies unterstützen könnt, spendet bitte auf folgendes Konto: Zwischenzeit e.V. Bei der GLS Bank. Die genauen Kontodaten findet ihr auch im Internet unter der Seite Basta, aber auch unter vielen anderen Seiten, die Supportstrukturen für diese Reise bilden.